Okay, so the date is March 14th, 2021. The time is 3 p.m. This is Matthew Williams. I am here with Lane Williams. We're doing an oral interview for the COVID-19 Journal of the Plague Year Archive. How are you doing, Mrs.
Good.
Williams?
Very good.
Excellent. And I want to start by getting making sure that I have your consent to record this oral interview and also to post the interview and the transcription of the interview to the Journal of the Plague Year Archive.
And you do.
Thank you. So I want to start by asking a couple of background information, specifically before the pandemic had began. So, where do you live and what is your occupation?
In northeast part of the country, Hackettstown, New Jersey, and my occupation is physical therapy assistant
And
in an acute care setting.
when we talk about, outside of work, before the pandemic, what were some of the things that you liked to do on your day-to-day basis, or some of the hobbies, some of the things you enjoyed before the pandemic?
Gardening, but going out to eat and going on vacations. Visiting with friends
And
and
how
family.
about hmm?
And family.
And how about when you talk about, and I know this is a hard question to answer, but what a normal day looked like pre-COVID at work?
Okay. Normally, I would go in from 8 to 4:30, and would either be seeing inpatient or outpatients straight through the day with a half an hour lunch.
And want to talk about when you first heard about, try to remember when you first heard about COVID-19 and what your initial reactions were to it in those early days of last year.
When I first heard about it was probably the beginning of January, and I said, "Oh, this is a China problem, and we don't have to worry about that. We don't have to worry about that. We should keep an eye on it though, but there's not going to be a problem."
Do you remember how you might have heard about it in January?
Probably the news. I'm sure it was the news.
And when it comes to like work professionally, did you have any professional thoughts about, initial thoughts when you heard about it? Did you think that there was any chance that you were going to start seeing patients and that it was going to affect our healthcare system?
Not in the beginning when we first heard about it in December and January in China. I just didn't think it was going to impact us at all.
And now kind of shifting into work, was there any change or effect to your hours or your schedule because of the COVID-19 pandemic?
What I did and my schedule completely changed 100%. Because I did outpatients also in the in a hospital setting that was closed down for probably the middle of March to probably June. So there were no outpatients at all. We saw inpatients, including COVID inpatients every day, but because there were too many of us, because again, outpatient was closed down, that our managers and hospital looked for other things for us to do because they were jobs that were never even heard of before COVID that now somebody had to fulfill. So I specifically fulfilled the screenings and initially in the ER entrance, because that was the only entrance that was open. I did that until probably June. All 12-hour shifts, evenings, overnights, 12 hours. I never did a 12 hour until then. And it was all sitting in the lobby of the ER screening everybody that came into the hospital.
Was the movement to screening from your normal position, was that a choice? Were you given a choice as to where you were going to go? And if you were, was there anything that went into your specific choice?
I had a little bit of a choice because we would sign up for shifts. But if I didn't take them, I had nothing. There was nothing else for me to do. My managers were really good about this and was trying to give everybody who wanted to do this an opportunity to make up hours, because we were short hours. So I was treating, we went back and forth, treating COVID inpatients, treating regular patients, and then manning the ER, delivering for pharmacy. I did all of it. Some people did not want to be exposed to COVID and they chose not to. I did everything that was open to me any hour of the day to make up 40 hours or plus.
And so you did not have a loss of hours during the pandemic?
Very, very few. Yes.
Well, that is good to hear. I know a lot of people.
Yes. I know a lot of people were, I would have been furloughed. Yes. So, but there were these different jobs available and I took all of them.
So in terms of your feelings about working during a healthcare crisis, an unprecedented healthcare crisis like this, initially, in the early stages of this, do you recall what your feelings towards working in healthcare during that? And then I'm going to ask you about how it shifted, throughout the year. But early on, do you remember your feelings about working in healthcare during this?
Generally in healthcare, we will get through this. Things were thrown at us so fast. And it literally changed every hour. But we have to find a way to do this. And we have to keep everybody alive and just try to figure this out. Specifically, I remember the first time that I went into a COVID unit. And it was probably end of March. And all I can say, it was like a movie. And it was absolutely surreal. Like I was in somebody else's body and I'm walking around and it was because of what I had on and just, it was at that time, it wasn't an entire floor. It was half the floor. It was small and quiet. And there were things that I've never seen around in the hospital. It just didn't even look like the same hospital. So that I remember, and I remember that to this day.
What, when you think about your feelings walking in there for your own personal safety, things like this, how did that feel at that moment for that first time that you walked into a COVID room?
Like, I don't want to get this. So I listened to the nurses who were already there, exactly what to do, how to put the equipment I never had on. And I was very, very careful. And it changed how I, it didn't change the way how I treated the patient, but it changed the way I kind of moved myself, but I still got them up and we walked and I was just very aware of what I had to clean when I got out, and I didn't want to make them any more sick. And I certainly didn't want to make myself sick.
How, in terms of the progression then across the year where we now have more information about COVID and all of this, how is the changes occurred to your field?
Okay. Well, in general, all of us are much more relaxed. I go into it now because I'm still seeing COVID patients. Well, I did a week ago. More knowledge. I kind of know I'm not going to like drop dead after I, you know, close the door or that day or whatever. The patients are less sick. We had patients that were less sick the second wave. So that was a little bit more encouraging. So I felt less anxious than I did in the beginning.
Well, that's good to hear. That's excellent to hear. I want to shift a little bit towards home life, family life during the pandemic. And so how many individuals are living in your household currently?
Two.
And how many, including yourself, work in healthcare?
One, me.
Now, working in healthcare during the pandemic, how would you say that has affected your home life?
A lot. Because it's my husband and myself, we split rooms. I didn't sleep in the same room. We have a electric toothbrush that we share. We didn't do that. I had there were no more towels. We shared nothing. I have never cleaned a doorknob as much as I did then. I sat 6 feet apart. We moved furniture in the living room. Until the weather went, absolutely no physical contact at all. I can tell you that. because we shouldn't have, because why do I want to get him sick?
Yeah.
Different now. And different even before the vaccine, it got more relaxed in the summer because I wasn't treating COVID patients. But as soon as I started treating COVID patients again in November, it started all back up again, but it was shorter because then I got the first shot in the beginning of January. And then knowledge, the contact thing wasn't, you know, they proved that it was more airborne and droplet than it was contact, you know. I didn't have to worry about, you know, it's him getting it from a surface. So just pure knowledge made that easier.
Did you have any post-shift routines that you developed during the pandemic to try to keep your whole household safe?
Yes. As soon as I came home from the hospital, I took a shower at night, every night. And I never did that before. I would shower in the morning, but I would go downstairs and you're going to hear this. I did go in the house, but I went downstairs and got completely naked and put my clothes separate and then came up and took a shower immediately. I still do that now when I'm treating COVID patients. When I'm not, I don't necessarily take a shower every day, right? Because my skin's gonna fall off, right? Right.
I had heard a very similar post routine from another interview I've done in terms of the, you know, immediately discounting and taking off everything and jumping into the shower. So
yes, yeah, and so many people, yes, and just there were people, and we've heard this from the store, especially because I'm close to New York City. There were people who didn't even go home. You know, they were in hotels, and I know two people who they had heated garages and they slept in the garage.
Were there any, conversations, considerations for you to do something similar? Especially at the height of it in the beginning.
No. I thought about it, but no, I didn't. Perhaps if I was treating 12 hours a day, which we were not, because we're not nurses. If I was a nurse and I was treating 12 hours a day and only in the COVID unit, I actually might have thought about that. But the problem is, because it went on so long, I mean, that's expensive. And our garage is not heated. So, you know, it got easier in the the warmer weather. But I would have thought about that, not coming home, with nurses. And I have friends that did not go home. Right.
Wow. You had mentioned your vaccine, that you had gotten the vaccine in, yep, I think you said early January. So, you know, what was that experience like, getting the vaccine, you know?
We were all together. It was the first round. I actually was very, that was available to us. I was a part of, and there were a lot of people, and from doctors and security. And it was just, we were all there and all had stories, and it was good. It just felt good that we were doing this to help everybody. In the beginning, there were a few people that I knew that weren't going to get it, but the majority of people, including doctors and from every, it's good to see them, that they had the confidence to do this also.
Yeah.
And we were all sat in 6 feet apart in chairs. You know, for our 15 minutes, I had to hang around for a half an hour because they wanted to watch me a little longer. But it was good.
And no problematic reactions to the vaccine?
My arm was really, really sore the first vaccine. And then the second vaccine, very tired, headache, body aches, but I went to work. I was able to do that. There were a few colleagues, especially the colleagues that had COVID, they had more severe symptoms, including vomiting and fever. I had neither.
Wow. Well, that's good to hear. So yeah. I have just two more questions for you. The first one is really, you know, what advice would you give your pre-pandemic self in terms of how to approach this entire pandemic experience?
It'll get better. And I can't say that don't be afraid of it, because we were afraid of it because we didn't know what it was. I think it'll get better.
Alrighty. Well, it definitely did.
Yes, it did get better.
You know, and it's still getting better. So that is cool. And then, you know, my final question is there anything else that you'd like to share that I haven't asked you about today?
Well, I told you about the experience the first time, and I will probably remember that forever. The first time I walked in, and it was like, if you've ever seen the movie Outbreak, I didn't see the other one. They were all talking about, another movie, I even forget what it was. We weren't in respirator suits, but we pretty much were plastic from top to bottom. I am very proud of my management and my department and really the hospital, that we got through this, and we know we can pretty much do anything. There were mistakes because we didn't make them on purpose, but we didn't know, and to take for 0% of no knowledge to just do it. We just do it. And you have to just do it.
Do you think that how do you think we're prepared in terms of another pandemic?
Well, I know equipment, we have to be prepared, because I do know that it's now mandated that we have that. Shame on us that we weren't, because we should have been, because we knew this could happen. Or I mean, I kind of knew, but I mean, other smart, you know, epidemiologists and they knew this could happen, and we were not prepared. And hopefully I know we are prepared for protection now, because we have to be. They have to go in every month and show them that we have a 3-month supply. Now, is a 3-month supply enough? I don't know, but it's a whole lot better than we had before. So hopefully we will, through this and through other studies, we will learn and actually do and be as prepared as you can.
All right. Yeah. Great. Thank you very much for your time today. We appreciate that.
You're very welcome.